Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Miners still bring their panning supplies into the Black Hills of South Dakota searching for gold. You can read about it in the current issue of South Dakota Magazine. Here with more, publisher Katie Hunhoff joins us from Yankton. Katie, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Don Hamm is calling from Rapid City. He's vice president of the Black Hills Prospecting Club. Don, thanks for being here as well.
Good morning. Thank you.
Don, let's start with you. How did you first sort of catch the bug to search for gold?
Well, I started panning back when I was 8 years old, and kind of stuck, and it's so much fun to be out in the hills and enjoying the Black Hills. And I just, you know, the color in your pan shows up, and it's a rush.
So do you remember that rush from being 8 or 9 or 10? Do you remember sort of first find?
Yes, I do. It's pan out. My father was born probably not even a couple thousand yards from where I remember first panning. He's 92 now, so.
All right.
Don, your father, Bob, still mines, goes prospecting with you, is that right?
Yes, he does. He's anxious to get out, and we've got a claim over on Rockerville, and he's been thinking about, well, we need to check this spot out and check this spot out here over the last several months that we haven't been able to get out, and he's excited to go.
Yeah. So, Don, did your dad start when he was a kid, too, or did he come to panning and searching for gold later in life?
Well, he says he remembers panning with the fry pans when he was a kid because they just couldn't afford a pan to pan with
those are hard times if you can't afford the pan to pan with, right, Don?
Yeah.
That what year would that have been? What decade are we talking then?
Well, he was born in 1924, so I suppose that was probably in the the 1930s or so.
Wow. Katie, what made you went out and sort of, took your son, I think, is that right, on a little adventure, prospecting adventure? What made you interested in this as a story worthy of the magazine?
Right. Well, we recently started working with a freelance writer named Rich Jensen, and he lives in Sioux Falls. And it was completely his idea, and he did write the article that's in the current issue, the March-April issue. And I guess, what made me interested in it was that I didn't know that much about it. And I just, we all know about the history of gold mining in the hills, but I didn't know that much about, besides, kind of the big companies, about individuals who are doing it as a hobby. So Rich really wrote a great story for us. And but when we were out there, we needed photos. And so the little piece I wrote about going panning with my son kind of just came out of the fact that we needed photos for the story, but it was such a great experience. We just wanted to write about that too, and we went out with Gary Malams too. And Don, is he the president of the club?
Yes, he is.
And we went out with Gary and Don, and they were just really great hosts. They took us to one of the Black Hills Prospecting Club's claims, and it was just a really beautiful day, and I think I was pretty surprised by it. We just had a great time, and I think in the back of my mind I was thinking, we're just going to go hurry up, get some photos, and then drive back to Yankton. But we spent a long time out there. It was just beautiful, and it was fun, and mostly thanks to Don and Gary, they made it a great experience. And we did find gold in our first panning, in our first pan.
First try. Don, is that part of the appeal, is just sort of sitting out there in the quiet of the Black Hills and spending time in nature while sort of patiently, or am I romanticizing it? Is it a lot grimier than that? It sounds like a nice way to spend the day.
Yes, it's the hills are so beautiful, and the hunt of finding that next bit of dirt that might have some yellow color in it, and the mining's been done for over 140 years here in the Black Hills, and we just enjoy it so much that you find a little color in your pan, and that makes the whole day worth it right there.
Tell me about the equipment, Don, and how that's changed over the year from when your father first started to when Katie's son is sort of learning the ropes.
Well, Black Hills Prospecting Club is basically a prospecting club, and we basically use the gold pan and little sluices, which are, you can put them in the creek and the water flows through them, and gold's heavier than almost everything else, and so it settles down into the riffles, and then you can do more dirt with a little sluice box, and then you pan it out, and then you see the color in it, and sometimes I remember reading an article about Custer's expedition when they first found gold. That was in 1874, and they were using pans, but they figured if they got 10 cents in the pan, that they were really good, doing good. Hmm. But that's when gold was only worth like $16 an ounce.
Okay. So what have you learned over the years? What has experience sort of taught you that's made you more likely to find something when you go out?
Well, you look at the surroundings and the water, how the water has wore down the rocks over the years, and look for possible gravel deposits that were over rivers, and sometimes even glaciers have worked the area. And a lot of times if you can get down to an area where that deposit is in either a clay or a bedrock area, then a lot of times you can do quite well.
Katie, let's talk a little bit. I want to continue the conversation with Don, but I also want to talk about the rest of the issue of the March-April issue of South Dakota Magazine. Katie Hunhoff is the publisher. How do you sort of make those decisions about the stories that you're going to include, and what else is in this issue that you're particularly getting a lot of good feedback on?
Sure. Well, that's a good question. You know, I've been here at the magazine for 14 years, and a lot of our readers have been, you know, reading the magazine for longer than that. We just celebrated our 30th anniversary. Mm. And so I feel like the number one thing that we look for in the story is something that's going to surprise our readers. You know, obviously, we have a kind of a smaller state. You know, we can't run articles on Mount Rushmore, for example, every issue, because our readers are going to get pretty tired of that. So this prospecting article is a perfect example. Something, you know, I figure if I'm surprised by it, if I haven't heard that much about it, then our readers probably haven't either. Mm. And so that's kind of our rule of thumb. We just want to keep our readers entertained and kind of possibly show them something new about South Dakota they didn't know. And especially if we can do that in a way that gets them outdoors, like the prospecting, or somehow connects with them emotionally, that's what we're really looking for.
And Don Hamm is the vice president of the Black Hills Prospecting Club. Don, have you gotten any feedback from being featured in South Dakota Magazine?
Oh, yes. Quite a few people, oh, you're famous. can I have your autograph? that was really a good article. Wow, you know, I'd like to join your club.
Yeah, you got some new members.
Yes, and one of the things that we have to do is, we're working on sometimes private land, but then the BLM land, and one concern that we have is the Forest Service does a mineral withdrawal, and they've got one right going now that they're trying to take 17,000 acres up by Tinton area and remove that from mineral entry, and that doesn't necessarily mean just for the miners, but yet if a person's out hiking and you see a beautiful rock that you want to pick up, that makes it the person illegal to pick up that rock. And just because the a little flower that they think is indigenous to the area, but the mining's been going on for 140 years and that flower's still there, I don't see why they have to remove that area from people enjoying it like us.
So talk a little bit about the relationship between the miner and the land, because you certainly want it preserved as well.
Yes, we do. And we think, all the lands in the hills should be for everyone. The Forest Service thinks that, well, we got to have only this certain people can be on it doing this at this time. And and practically getting permits to be able to even walk on the land. And it seems like, you know, that's public land. We should be able to go out there, and if you see a beautiful rock or a little flower, if you pick it and take it home to your wife, that makes you illegal. It's really sad.
Don, we've got about a minute left, and I'm wondering if you could tell me what some of your memorable finds have been over the year. How successful have you been?
Well, back in 82, my father and I and some other friends, we mined out a little over 50 ounces of gold down in the Custer area. Wow. And that was exciting. And we started out fresh. We built our own machine and did quite well. It was on private property, but we did have to deal with the state. And so it takes a lot of not only restrictions on us, but yet, you know, we want to do everything right so that it's there for our kids and our grandkids and their kids.
Don Hamm is Vice President of the Black Hills Prospecting Club. He joined us from Rapid City. Don, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Katie Hunhoff, publisher of South Dakota Magazine. Katie, thanks for joining us as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you can read about prospectors in South Dakota in the current issue, which is the March-April issue of South Dakota Magazine.